Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Sports Passion Podcast. And tonight we'll be discussing wrestling and NFL. And tonight my co-host is Kenneth Williams. How are you, Kenneth?
Good. How are you, man?
Yep. Welcome back to the show. Tonight we'll be discussing wrestling and NFL and the Eagles and anything else you want to talk about, maybe even the NBA if we have any time. So, before we get started, I'll give some plugs. Shout out to Dirt Sheet Dudes, Bossman and Anthony. They do a show every Wednesday night at 10 o'clock after AEW and NXT. Listen to them on mixer.com/dirtsheetdudes. And they're on right now after SmackDown. But again, don't listen to listen to us first before listening to them. We love them, but we were first. And they can be found on every major podcast platform, Apple, Spotify, Speaker, SoundCloud, everything. And shout out to Wrestling Reality, John. Listen to him too. I think he's on every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at least every Monday. And that's it. Shout out to Daniel. His birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday, Daniel. Daniel and Doug aren't with us this week. They're away on vacation, so shout out to them. We'll be back next week. So let's get started. Did you watch any of Raw this week?
Parts of Raw. I did see parts of Raw this week. It was another snooze fest as usual. I really think that Raw, with this whole draft thing, they shouldn't never try to redo. I understand what Fox wanted, but the whole draft was a total letdown.
Yeah, I agree. I think they could have done it a little better. As we discussed last week or 2 weeks ago, It should have been done on one show, maybe even like on WWE Network for an hour, 2 hour special.
Yeah.
Just do a draft, have every match be for a pick. That's the way you do it. And whoever wins the most matches is the most picked. And then the ones that are left get randomly drawn in a hat or something. And then maybe have some trades along the way, but. Hopefully, maybe next year they'll do something different. But I didn't see much of Raw because I wasn't feeling well. That's why we had to cancel Monday's show. Did you watch any of AEW?
Yeah, I did see AEW. Tag team matches, excellent matches.
Yeah.
Private Party. Really disappointed. I was really rooting for Private Party there. Yeah,
me too. I thought they were gonna I had a feeling they were gonna beat Lucha. I think the Lucha Brothers are probably gonna win the titles. What do you think? Do you think they're gonna win?
Yeah, I did too. Actually, my favorite, my pick, the Young Bucks, got knocked out the first round. So.
Yeah,
I had to go to Miss Best Famous to lose the house party.
And I think they're going to continue the feud between Lucha Brothers and SoCal. SoCal could win.
Yeah.
You never know. They could throw a twist in there and SoCal could win. Because they are the veteran team, so. Because they gave it to Chris Jericho, so. But we'll see. It's going to be a good match. It should be.
Worldwide, world famous wrestler.
It's gonna be in Charleston, in Virginia next week, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Tag team titles are gonna be on the line. The first tag title match in AEW history. I'm assuming that's the main event. And I say, when
it
start off that
be.
Show.
I'm guessing that will be a main event. It should be a main event.
Yeah, exactly. And they showed the replay today, AEW Dynamite. They put it on there against SmackDown. But I don't think either. I don't think it's gonna do anything because the World Series and NBA are back. So, I think
The rating system is really going to be jacked up, especially with the NBA being on Wednesday nights.
Yeah, and the World Series was on last week too. And if it goes seven, the World Series game seven will be next Wednesday. So there's going to be one more week of iffy ratings, and then it will go back to where it might be. I think the ratings are going to hover between under 100 to under 100, 1 million, a million. I don't think it's ever going to go over because I think they're on a bad night because you have a lot of shows on Sunday, on Wednesday. You have the NBA. You have all the Chicago shows on NBC. You have Survivor. You have all those shows. So it's going to take a hit, but I think it's steady. I think they should have done it on Tuesday. Do you think they should have done it on Tuesday instead of Wednesday?
I kind of like the Wednesday slot. I mean, I was down for it. Will you bring in the NBA? Because a lot of mid-season forms, teams are really going to be like excited for the first 2 weeks of the NBA.
Yeah.
Especially what happened Tuesday night with LeBron versus Kawhi, Clippers, Lakers. Then he also has LeBron going on the night against the Jazz.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that's going to be on ESPN. I'm watching basketball right now, so.
So, it's kind of hard. It's going to be hard to say, well, we're going to need to do this right now.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're going to keep on drawing more than NXT because, as we talked about in the past, NXT you can watch the next day or any time after that. If you have the WWE Network or YouTube or whatever. I don't know if AEW is going to continue putting Dynamite on Friday nights. Do you think it would be a good idea? Or do you think this is just a one-week
thing? I didn't know Dynamite comes on Friday nights. I replay Dynamite Friday nights.
Yeah, they had an extended, they had some scenes that they cut out that were shown tonight.
Oh, see?
Because I heard.
Is that also on TNT or is that on something else?
Dynamite was on TNT. It was at 8 o'clock. I think it's going to be a one-week thing, or maybe they do it sometimes. I heard because there was a cut scene that they cut out too soon when Dean Ambrose DDT'd the referee. So
yeah.
I think that's why they showed it tonight. But we'll see. Who knows? I don't think the numbers are going to be great because the NBA is on and the World Series is on. So, again, they put on a not a bad night, but if they wanted to show the replay, they couldn't show it yesterday because of the NBA. So I think maybe tomorrow would have been better. Saturday.
Yeah, I know SmackDown replays like on tomorrow night, especially on Sunday night. And Tuesday nights, I know SmackDown also replays on every Tuesday night. So that's tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. It's going to be interesting to see what we can segue to this now. If you have any more thoughts on AEW, or what do you think was the better tag team match between the two?
I think the first one was probably Lucha Brothers.
Yeah, I like that one better.
Yeah. And then also the whole Cody Rhodes bringing out the brawl and the stage between Cody Rhodes and the Inner Circle.
That was pretty awesome. I felt like kind of Attitude Era. style right there. Do you think, did you see how Kevin Nash's tweet? I don't know if you saw that.
No. Yeah, I don't really follow people tweet Twitter like that.
Yeah. But he tweeted out something about that segment. I don't remember what it was, but it was something along the lines of, I forget, but it didn't matter because Kevin Nash is irrelevant right now. So, I mean, ironically, we could be doing that next week. Let me check. Speaking of the poll, let's give a quick update on that. Who do you think is going to win that poll?
I checked it about a couple of days ago, and I saw Triple H was still in the lead of that.
Yeah. Last time I checked this morning, yeah, it's still Triple H is winning on Twitter 35%. If we do Triple H, that's probably going to be a two-parter. So.
Yeah.
I kind of want to do Sid Vicious because that would be an interesting one to do. But either one, any of them, I would like to do. So just keep on voting on Twitter and Facebook. It's in the old school group and in our new group, the Philly Sports Passion Podcast group. And join the two pages, the Philly Sports Cave Show and Unscripted Wrestling Show. Pages. Well, back to AEW. Do you think with what next week is the go home show for? No, not the go home.
Yeah,
no, 2 weeks is the go home show for. It is.
Oh, it's next week. It's,
next week is the go home show for
full year.
Full year.
Yeah, because it's November 2nd or November 9th.
November 9th. I thought it was,
okay,
yeah, 2 weeks.
All right, no. Yeah, 2 weeks.
Yeah. It will be the first go-home show for AEW, so that would be interesting to see what they do for that. What match are you looking forward to? Let's see the card.
Well,
I haven't
looked at it. Really looking forward to Jon Moxley versus Kenny Omega. I was looking forward to that. I was upset knowing that he had to pull out of All Out, because that was one match I was actually looking forward to.
Yeah, me too.
So, knowing that they're actually going to put it on there again.
Yeah, and then you got Young Bucks versus Santana and Ortiz, formerly known as LAX. You got Paige versus Pac again. For the third time. I mean, for the second time, but third time. Because they fought in England or something a couple months ago after Puck had to drop out. But they're doing that again. So there's only 4 matches announced so far, according to Wikipedia. And obviously the main event, Chris Jericho versus Cody. I think that's going to be a fantastic match. I think Jericho is probably going to win from some help from his inner circle guy. Crew, do you think MJF is going to turn on Cody?
No, I think MJF is going to be a real player. I don't really see no reason why they don't have him turn on. I mean, it's a nice little group.
Yeah.
Cody has there. MJF, DDP, Dustin Rhodes.
Yeah, I love DDP. That was nice when he came out.
And then take small shots out the game without you really, if you, especially with Cody said right before he brung out everybody. Like,
yeah.
Not to all wrestling company, we can actually grow and start brawling. I mean, wow.
Yep. I mean, a lot of people don't like that, but I like it. I think it's clever. I think Cody has every right to take a shot at WWE because they didn't use him right. And he's taking shots at them. Shots fired. I mean, hey, if WWE wants to take shots back, then take shots back. Because Cody would, well, I'm saying what he wants. It's his show, so. I mean, not his show, but he's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of the main event? I didn't have a chance to fully watch it, but I saw glimpses of it.
Main event was okay. I mean, it ended in a time limit draw, TV time limit draw.
Which is probably going to set up a rematch down the line.
Yeah.
Probably for a pay-per-view.
That's one thing I don't like about AEW is the whole time limit thing. I'm not a big fan of that whatsoever.
Yeah, I can understand that. It's kind of old school because they used to do it in old school wrestling in the 80s, I think.
I think even in, like, the time limit, it just feels like rushed compared to, well, you put, like, a 20-minute match, but it didn't even feel like a 20-minute match.
Yeah.
Like, the match was still ending, like, with a smoothie without it being announcing you have 5 minutes left. Then you feel like everybody's fighting just to get to rush it in the match.
Yeah, because I thought the main event, they usually do unlimited time until TV time. Until TV time remaining or something. But I can understand why they did a draw, because they don't want to give either guy a loss, because both of them are hot names right now, so. Especially because Moxley's facing Omega and Pac is facing Adam Page, so they don't want to have them going in a losing streak going into those matches. I mean, do you have anything else on AEW this week?
No. I mean, we can move on. I didn't really watch SmackDown, so I can't really give up two thoughts of that whatsoever. I won't catch a replay after I get finished watching backstage.
Yeah. I watched the first segment. I didn't really watch any matches. I mean, the first segment was kind of cheesy. I mean, in my opinion, I thought it was a little over the top by The Miz. It was, you want to know what this opening segment was?
No, I'm probably just going to catch, like, go on YouTube or watch it in about a half hour anyway.
Yeah, it was kind of cheesy, but you'll see it. It was just a little, like, 10-minute segment. But anyway, you want to talk about the WWE 2K20, and then we'll move on and maybe preview a little bit of Crown Jewel?
Yeah. So I want to put it this way. I'm not sure, but have you seen any videos or read anything about, like, the problems people are having with that game whatsoever?
I saw a tweet that said hashtag fix WWE 2K20.
Okay.
But I didn't really read anything much more.
So
I heard it's bad.
What it is, it's really bad because the original makers of Zeus, like, bailed out of them. Bailed out.
Yeah.
So what they did was they tried to rush to put together a game. It's like nearly it's literally a broken game. I mean, I've seen clips of the career mode. Really? I mean, the career mode is not really that good because it seems to be talking about you create your wrestlers. Now, here's the best, like, you can't really use, because if you put certain pieces on your creative message, wrestler, the whole wrestler will start glitching up. I mean, the eye will start looping down his face. I see a picture of a wrestler's eye growing down his face. You put the sunglasses on your man. And it's just awful. I mean, Sony, right now, Sony is giving people refunds. Two people, but Microsoft is not. Sony did refund people give people back their money who bought, because the game is completely like broken. You start in the career mode. You start out in a Money in the Bank ladder match with Ronda Rousey. When it's a women's Money in the Bank ladder match, you're going to, like, you're made of it. You're Ronda Rousey. Now it's a step. It's that we have ladies going up the ladder. They reach up, but the briefcase is not there.
Wow.
The briefcase is not there. And then it'll go to another scene, and then you fall off. Then you'll see the briefcase is swinging back and forth. But its frames rate, it's just totally awful. And then I didn't buy it. These are clips I've seen on YouTube. A friend sent me these videos, and I watch, and I'm just like amazed. He's like, and it's saying, just don't waste your money. It's a total waste of $60 you can actually get. The worst wrestling, I think it has to be one of the worst wrestling games I ever played in my life.
Wow.
Any system. And I mean, I've seen, not played, but seen in my life. Let's put it that way.
Has Sony's giving people money back that downloaded the game, or
yes,
who
downloaded the game? I think if you bought the game, then I guess you have to get your money back from like wherever you bought it back. I mean, it's a completely broken game.
Yeah,
and then
I'm wondering
out that
people, like Target or GameStop, or getting it back.
When I realized the processor they used, because once Deuce left the 2K. The 2K realized they didn't really like have it ready, but WWE wanted the game out because of high publicity they was getting and the pre-order sales and everything. That they just rushed it out. So what they're using is a PS2 Xbox processor for these new gen system.
Wow, that's bad. Because PS5 is coming out next year.
Yeah, so they're using like a PS2 processor for these new systems for Xbox One and PS4. So you're talking about really old-like processor, and you're getting all these glitches. I think the best glitch I've seen so far was I've seen someone have a Money in the Bank ladder match. It was playing as Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens, now you're in the Money in the Bank ladder match. You're supposed to grab the briefcase. Kevin Owens goes and pins a wrestler. No. He pins a wrestler and it's announced the winner, and it cuts up of Kevin Owens climbing on the hook in the briefcase after he pins him.
Wow. Did WWE make a statement about this or anything? Because I don't think they mentioned it on SmackDown.
Nobody mentioned nothing on there. I mean, these are just people, the YouTube videos, people I've watched on YouTube. I've seen the clips. It's just the game is just awful. I mean, the Four Horsewomen stage is it's a glitch in the referees. Like, Sasha, you're doing one of the takeovers. You're wrestling Sasha Banks and Charlotte. Charlotte locks in the figure four. The referee is on his, like, broken down on his knees, like, crawling like a dog almost. In between Charlotte's face, it's just sitting right there. It's just awful. And if you do one move wrong, the ropes will start, like, flickering all over the place. You can't walk.
That's crazy.
It's complete. Yeah, you have to.
I wonder what they're gonna do.
I don't know, but it's like, cause I was going to get the deluxe edition because I got the Black Friday, got deluxe edition for the 2K19 because of the Bright Career Mode. It's like great because of everything you get with it would come with the Career Mode. But I'm like, I'm so happy I didn't pay for this. This is complete garbage. And I didn't play. I felt sorry for the people who bought it.
Yeah, I feel bad. I mean, I haven't bought a WWE game in a long time, so I'm glad I'm not even thinking about buying it. Wow.
Yeah, well, I've seen more.
And I thought FIFA was bad.
Yeah, they said when they said 2K20 for NBA, they say they're also having a lot of problems with it too. 2K is really going on. Yeah, 2K is really going online and what heels of what EA Sports is doing because.
Yeah, EA Sports is not having a good year either.
Well, I did play Madden this year. I did like it.
Yeah, I bought Madden too. I haven't played it in a while, but I bought it.
I just got like the free trial weekend, but yeah, that I did like. I heard.
I mean, I have no issues with NBA. Yeah, NBA 2K20. I mean, I played it like a couple times, maybe once so far, but I haven't had any issues yet. But I think they always focus on 2K20 by NBA, so probably they're gonna have to start making 2K21. Maybe put that out sooner.
Or
remake the game and put it out next year.
Yeah, so bad you can't even remake it. I mean, you can't do anything with it. I mean, it's just totally awful. I mean, Charlotte looks awful. Like, none of the Rock doesn't look like The Rock. I mean, you get better graphics.
Oh, that's bad.
I mean, you get better graphics. The graphics are much better on 2K19 than it is in 2K20.
That's never good. That's not good when the previous game is better than the other game.
Yeah, and they said there's nothing really new. They changed the control buttons. So having your reverse button is not the the trigger button now is actually either Y or triangle.
Wow.
The finishers are also moved. And then the targeted system is totally awful. Like, you can go be aiming for someone and completely miss. The targeting is really bad.
Yikes.
So, and the only thing new they have in there is the mixed tag team matches.
Really?
That's the only thing new they have in there. They took out. You can't create an arena. They took out the Korea Championships. It's not in there this year.
They have Ronda in there. They have Brock. What legends did they add?
They have Hogan Mage return in there, but if you didn't buy like the collective edition, you're gonna have to pay like $10 to get the Hogan in there. The Fiend, Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt, if it's a pre-order copy, you get the Fiend.
Wow,
that's
crazy.
I think A. Guerrero. But China's back in there.
DX.
Yeah, DX. That's another thing. With Shawn Michaels' characters, almost the 97 Shawn Michaels, and then the Michaels they have in there now is almost the exact same thing.
Wow. They don't even have DX in Michaels?
Well, he has. I don't know. I never played the game, so I didn't really bother to see the character list. But I really wanted to play. I mean, I wanted to play the game just so I can get the career mode. But I'm like, I see the career mode, and it's just so many glitches.
Yeah.
I mean, even when the wrestlers start talking, some of them don't move their mouths.
That's bad. Yeah, I don't know how they're going to fix this because a lot of people are returning. That's not good.
Microsoft was thinking that they was going to put a patch in, but you can't
can't fix a patch that's running on like a Xbox and then PS2 processing
yeah.
system. No patch can fix it.
I don't know why they had to rush the game. I mean, they could have just waited until.
Well, it's nothing.
I understand.
I've seen 2K flew out YouTubers, the people to create videos of Delcat and the people who they flew out, they said they would not pay money to play this game.
when YouTubers. Yeah,
when
people are saying that before
it's bad. They said it's just awful.
I hope people cancel their orders. But if anything more on the game, or we'll move on to our crown jewel.
I'll just say whoever's listening to the game, man, save your money and put it out to them. If you want to play a wrestling game, you stick with 2K19. Do not bother even touch. There's nothing they can do to fix this game. And I think AEW is coming out with a wrestling game, which I think Dukes might join up with them to help make. So,
I wonder who's going to make their game.
I think sometime next year. Next year.
Yeah. You know who the creator is?
I'm not sure who the creator is yet. There's nowhere in creators, but I think Dukes might join up with them instead.
That would be funny. Maybe that's why they dropped WWE, because they got to deal with AEW.
Yeah.
You want to talk about Crown Jewel a little bit?
You only have what? A couple matches. The only thing I don't like about Crown Jewel is that what are they planning on doing? You have Crown Jewel on Thursday. Then what are you going to do with, like, have everybody fly back on Jet Lake and expect to perform on a Friday night?
Yeah, exactly. Because you have New Day versus Revival for the tag team titles on Friday night. This Friday. They said that. And they're both in the tag team. Tomorrow match, or whatever they call it.
See, what I was hoping they would do is that.
I'm thinking.
And then you have no women not allowed to go to.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be live. See,
it's live?
What I heard. Yeah, it's still going to be live. It's not tape. It's live. See, there's no women. See, what they people wanted them to do, because if they wasn't going to have an Evolution pay per view, make a special SmackDown just for the women. I mean, the women prove even the an Evolution. You can have a highly card, like, good rating show just made for the women if you're going to send all your male talent to Jeddah.
Yeah. And even if, I don't know if Daniel Bryan's going, but you can have some wrestlers that are not going, like Daniel Bryan. I don't know who else is not going, but.
No, Sammy Vane's not going. No, he's actually banned.
Oh, he's not. Oh, I thought he was going to be in Nakamura's corner because Nakamura's in the match.
Nope, he's actually banned. He's not allowed to go.
Wow.
That's why Kevin Owens pulled out last year.
You could even have like a SmackDown versus Raw kind of women's thing, like, and then you could have Sami Zayn versus Daniel Bryan. I don't know who else is not going, but you could have figured it out. What, they don't need to have a tag team title match next Friday night. There's no reason for it.
Yeah, and then you got Survivor Series right around the corner coming up.
Yeah, that's in what, 3 weeks. Is it before Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I think the third Sunday before in November.
Let's see. Hold on. I'm going to see what matches there are. Let's see. And this is the second time they are in Saudi Arabia this year.
Yeah, and they also
have there's actually 8 matches.
Yeah. Which, one of those matches will probably be an hour because of the tag team turmoil.
And you got a 20-man battle royal, and the winner faces AJ Styles for the U.S. title.
Yeah.
So
that's probably going to be like a pre-show match.
So you have a 20-man battle royal, which I'm assuming some of the tag team people are going to be in that match. So they might do double duty?
Yeah.
Or is there 20 guys that you can think of that are not in a tag team, that are not in matches? I guess there is, yeah. But that's, I didn't even know that was on. So, I don't really care for Team Hogan versus Team Flair. That's not, it's not intriguing anymore, but
yeah. I'll just give it to Team Hogan just for the faces to come up on top.
Yeah. What match are you looking for? And then you got Braun Strowman versus Tyson Fury. That's probably going to be like a five-minute match.
I've got my money on Tyson Fury
Tyson.
For some strange reason.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to have to show up. But the only thing interesting is going to be is watching and how they're going to handle that Brock Lesnar versus Cain Velasquez.
I think Brock is going to win. And I think they're going to set up the rematch at WrestleMania. I think they're going to I think it might end like in a no contest. They keep fighting outside the ring or something, and the referee finally calls a count out, double count out. Something like that. It's not for the title, is it? No.
Yeah, it's for the title.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't think Brock is going to lose the title right away. Which Brock won him as champion. So
yeah.
What I'm thinking is it's going to end in a bizarre way. Do you think it's going to be the main event?
Probably. I won't be surprised. I don't know how Brock Lesnar is.
So I think it's going to be a screw-up finish. I think it's going to end like a no contest, double count out, whatever like that. And then it's going to set up a rematch at Royal Rumble or WrestleMania. Because I could see them doing it in Royal Rumble too, if Kane's not having surgery. So I think Brock's going to win. You think Brock is going to win?
I hope.
Now, what do you think? I'm going to win the Seth Rollins match. Sorry.
I guess you have to give it to Seth Rollins. I'm going to say Seth Rollins is going to win. I don't see no major tech. See, this is what happened. I mean, Crown Jewel is more like a giant insurrection and then we're rebellion now. It's just something they're getting paid more money for WrestleMania. So Vince has all this money to bring back everybody he wants to make this giant house show pay per view.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's all about the money.
The first two years was more relevant because you have, I think that's when Roman had to last year vacated the title, so you was guaranteed a new champion, and then I think it was that Super Showdown or the Greatest World Rumble was when Braun Strowman vacated the tag team titles, so he was guaranteed to get a new tag team champion. That's the only two titles you would get. Everything else, it's all predetermined.
Yeah. It's going to be, I mean, what time is it going to be on? Like 1 o'clock?
1 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, I'm off from work, so I'll probably watch it. Are you going to watch it?
Yeah, I want to watch it. I have to be at work till like 5, so it'll probably just be ending as soon as I get to work.
Yeah. I mean, I'll probably watch back and forth, but who knows. Anyway, do you have any more thoughts on that before we probably move on to NFL?
Yeah, we can go in and talk about this awful, awful Eagles games.
Yeah, I wanted to get your thoughts on that because we wanted to do this on Monday, but...
Yeah,
so.
I think that game was over from the jump start. I mean, I got
home,
I was like, it found that they were down 14-0. I said, well, that's no surprising to me. It's a typical Eagles game. They'll always get down 14-20-0, and they're going to come out of nowhere and start scoring.
But you didn't see the first how they scored the 14 points.
I didn't see the first. I don't care. Carson could have fumbled. He could have done anything. He could have just done something stupid. Who cares?
Yeah.
Same thing is. They're
the
always
first
down,
drive they
fumble. Always find it. And they come back.
And then they come back.
But they play like,
and they fumble again. And I went absolutely apeshit. I went berserk because I was flipping out because they turned the ball over again. And then I knew the Cowboys were going to score. And right when they scored, I knew the game was... I didn't think it was over, but it didn't feel like it was going to be our night. Once they turned over that ball for the second time in 5 minutes, when they had 2 turnovers in 5 minutes, I knew it wasn't going to be our night. I knew it was going to be a long night. And then the Eagles went down and scored, and then hope is there again. But then Dallas went down and scored again. So the Eagles never had a chance.
Well, the sad part is the whole defense act like they didn't want to play.
Yeah.
They really didn't act like the whole defense. I mean, the time this was the Super, I'm not a big Jalen Mills fan, but Jalen Mills was the only team out. Jalen Mills was the only guy out there who was actually playing.
I don't like Jalen Mills myself, so. Yeah, I'm not either.
Jalen Mills was the only guy I seen out there actually giving it his all. Everybody else was just like, whatever. Happy to be out there.
Yeah, and then you have Sidney Jones, who doesn't even who dresses up but doesn't see the field. You have Ronnie Darby, who was active, didn't see the field. Even in the blowout, I was discussing this with somebody yesterday, that you could have had Darby get some snaps in the blowout, just get him on the field because he hadn't played in over a year, but they didn't even do that. And did you see the comments by Orlando? Whatever.
I did hear Orlando Sandrick. I did hear about what he was talking about. It was about the team not showing up, and actually repeating the whole thing with what Lane Johnson say about teams players coming in. I'm just like, this is prophetic, man.
Yeah.
I mean, if this is really true, then number one,
it's hard not to believe him because he has nothing to gain by saying all this. He has nothing. Yeah. Why would he lie about this? I mean, I know he got cut, but
have a sour taste because people look at Orlando Scandrick as like the big hero over in how he played in the Jets game. Then you just totally like wet the bed. I guess the Cowboys.
Yeah. So I think there's some believability to all this. I don't know if you believe everything he said, but there's probably some merit to it. We'll see Sunday how they come out and play.
Yeah.
But
it's gonna be a hard. It's gonna be. Did they
come out?
It's like you never know. What do you see you're going to get? I mean,
yeah, exactly. Did they come out firing?
The first is you can't win a game.
stick my name on paper. On paper, this team is stacked up to go far. But they play.
Yeah.
Like, nothing. And then the play calls that Doug plays. I mean, why do you feel like you need to have Miles Sanders as our primary back? Clearly,
yeah.
He is not a primary back. Jordan Howard is the starter.
Not right now. Yeah.
No, he's the starter. I mean, Jordan Howard averaged more yards per carry than anybody else who touched that ball. Sanders is like
a rookie.
Dance. No, he likes to dance. I mean, he don't go and hit the hole. He dances, and then he wants people criticize Doug Peterson of that run on 3rd and 4 with Miles Sanders. I see people show pictures of the play, and when the hole was right there. He was in the backfield dancing around, not going right. If he would have just got the ball, ran up, it was right there, the first down. Nobody was going to touch him after the first down. He just juiced left, juiced right, juiced left again, and they wanted to hit the hole when it started to close up again.
Exactly. I mean, either the Eagles are going to come out on Sunday at 1 o'clock in Buffalo. They're either going to come out angry or they're going to just lay down and I won't be able to watch it because I work.
I don't think it's going to be like, it's going to be a lay down. It's more like the play calling and then Jim Schwartz. What is Jim Schwartz thinking? He can't play.
You think
defense.
He should get fired?
I think he should have been fired after last year.
And you think Mike Grove should be fired too?
Well, I don't think so. See, I don't think it's Mike Grove's fault. I mean, once Frank Reich left, you could really tell what Frank Reich did to that Eagles offense compared to what we have now. And then.
Yeah. And,
let's see. What was he? Oh, yeah. And then compared to what we have now, and then people like to put the blame on Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is not really the problem. I mean,
no, he's not.
That's what people do, though. When your team loses, the first thing they're going to do is blame the quarterback. Well, Carson Wentz is not his fault. Carson Wentz is not letting wide receivers. Is not running routes and dropping balls. Carson Wentz is not letting. It's not missing tackles. It's not his job to tackle nobody.
Exactly.
Carson Wentz is not. It's not the person who's allowing wide receivers to run by him for open touchdowns.
Yep. It's a play calling, and I think missing on John DiPlemente. I can't pronounce his last name, but. Missing him as a quarterback coach is, I think, really hurt Carson Wentz a little bit because they had a good relationship. You had that relationship between Carson, John, Frank Wright, and Doug Peterson. Now it's only Doug and Carson, and. I'm not saying Carson's bad or anything. I'm just saying there's no chemistry between maybe Doug and Carson. And you can see it.
I just think it's just like the play calling has to change. And I think he has to be like more aggressive than what it is before. I mean, number one, I will not like. He's almost focused on Miles Sanders as getting everybody as my primary back. I'll lead it to Jordan Howard. Jordan Howard falls, runs the ball, he falls forward and gets you extra yards.
Exactly.
too. He's not afraid to trust someone. But it's like everybody else
has
like
using more too. I have Jordan Howard on my fantasy team, so I need them to use Jordan Howard more.
Yeah, me too. But I was thinking about cutting them.
I was thinking about that too, and then I'm not even playing him this week. He'll probably score 2 touchdowns this week. Just watch.
Yeah, I did kind of miss him doing that on Green Bay game, which I was really upset about.
I don't start him, and he's probably going to score like 2 or 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, I was really upset when I bench him.
Do you think is going to come back this season? I'm beginning to think he's not.
I mean, if he comes back, it's probably going to be for the Patriots game. I mean,
yeah,
that's the only thing. I mean, why bother? These are two, Buffalo and then Chicago are two winnable games that we don't really need DeSean Jackson for. I think what we need to do is just let use half who we have now play like they want to be played and get healthy in time for the big game with New England.
Yeah, we have two 3 weeks because there's a bye week after Chicago.
And both teams will be having their byes in week 10, both New England and Philadelphia.
Oh, wow, okay. So, yeah, if Deshaun didn't come back by New England, I don't think he's going to come back. Unless they really fall apart and they lose the next 2 games and they go into the bye week 3-6.
They'll have to win out just to even try out, even hope for a wild card.
Yeah. At that point, I don't think they can get a wild card because they would already lost to Green Bay.
Detroit and Minnesota. Minnesota.
They wouldn't have the tiebreaker.
Then there are also talks about how the Eagles are playing that the Seattle game might be bumped from Sunday Night Football to America's Game of the Week.
Or even 1 o'clock. I think it's even worse.
When Sunday Night Football gets bumped, they move it to a 4 o'clock game. They don't bump them to 1 o'clock.
Okay. Even if they're real bad.
Well, no, I mean, it's because technically it's a prime time game, so.
Oh, yeah.
In the 4 o'clock game, it's like a prime time afternoon. But I don't have no problems until I saw who already was thinking about replacing that game with. Then
what
I had
game?
A problem with that. The Cowboys in New England.
I can see that.
Because then I'll have to listen to that whole week of Skip Bayless. No, I'm good. it's funny because it's like when the Cowboys lose, it's like the internet, social media, they just all get quiet real fast. But as soon as they win, it may seem like they won the Super Bowl. I mean, you guys won. Last Super Bowl you won was back in 95.
I was 10 years old.
Yeah.
So were you born yet? Or?
Yeah, I was. It was what? Eight.
Eight, okay.
Yeah. But it was like back in 95. And if you compare it to what since 2000, not only that, you won 5 Super Bowls. 5 Super Bowls in. Since 2000, New England has won, what, 6?
Yeah.
So New England already, like, just blew you guys out of the water. And I don't understand why they're America's team. You're not America's team.
they won 6. I forget. It's either 5 or 6, but I think it's 6.
Yeah, 6. It's 6.
And if they win this year, which they could, fortunately, they're going to become, if they win their 7th, they become the all-time winning.
Yeah.
They are past the, they're tied with the Steelers right now.
Yeah.
So if they win this year, they're the all-time winning Super Bowl team ever.
I think they're going to fall apart. But here's besides the, how about we talk about Kansas City and
Patrick.
Reed.
Yeah.
Now, you know your quarterback is already injured. Why would you call a quarterback sneak on 4th and short?
Oh, he was already injured. Could I miss the play? I saw the replay.
He saw the replay, but he went into the game with already injured his, I think a hamstring. His ankle is already injured already. Like people were saying, well, you don't really need the game. He don't really need to play in the game. You're going off a short week. It's 4th and short. You gonna play a quick. Choose a QB sneak. Now, I understand that you want to go for a first round. He got the first down, but it cost you your best quarterback.
Yeah. Give it to Shady.
I don't even give it to Shady. I would give it more like Will. Shady's more of a downhill open field 20 to 20.
Yeah.
But I'll say give it to Will. Inside the red zone?
Or wide receiver sweep. Give it to Tyreek Hill.
Oh, yeah.
You could have done, like, give it a pitch to running back, pitch to Williams, and then he'll pitch to Tyreek Hill, and he'll go around the corner. That would have been the ideal situation.
There was no way I would have thought about having a quarterback sneak. Just knowing that, number one, your quarterback is already hurt.
Yeah. And that happened last week. And, Denver,
yeah. Last Saturday night.
Yeah. How do you think they're going to do against Green Bay? Because that's the Sunday night game, though. I mean, that's the Sunday game. Because that was going
to I mean,
that was gonna
the
be the game
they
of the year.
Have now. And the quarterback they have now is good. I mean, he's okay to score, but it's not – a lot of these injuries, look at Drew Brees. I think Drew Brees, I'm not sure if they ruled him out yet, but he was thinking about coming back and playing this week.
Yeah, I think they're going to wait until the bye week is over. They have a bye week coming up this week.
Yeah, that's – this week, and then the bye week next week, and then they go on throughout the season. Now, here's a big question for you. If you're Carolina Panthers, would you trade Cam Newton to keep or would you
Kyle
keep
Anderson?
Yeah.
I mean, speaking of the trade deadline, the deadline's on Tuesday, so I think they should trade him. But I don't know what team, maybe the Steelers would want him. I mean, they have Rudolph, who's decent enough for them, but they're more of a running team anyway.
All right, but here's the team. What about Chicago?
They're not gonna give up on Mitch.
But would you rather have Mr. Trubisky? Or would you rather have? Because Chicago basically, I would say either Chicago or Denver. They both need quarterback. I mean, Mr. Trubisky is an okay quarterback, and they have.
Remember,
okay, but he's not there. I mean, Chicago Bears have a defense. It doesn't matter. And just a lot of money's not gonna buy you a championship, though.
Yeah.
And then look at the
Denver.
Broncos. I will say Denver definitely because, hey,
They've been hitting bad cards every year with a quarterback.
How about Tennessee?
Here's the problem. I mean, Mariota had one bad game, and then
they benched him.
You look at Jameis Winston. He threw six picks against Carolina, and they still had a chance to win the game. And he's still playing. Mariota threw two picks.
They don't have anybody else. Do they even have anybody else who's their backup? Because it's not Fitzpatrick anymore.
Yeah, no. And then you got Fitzpatrick playing with Josh Rosen. He gets benched for Fitzmagic, and he's not doing anything. I mean, the Dolphins are awful too. But the two teams that are missing a quarterback, tanking really badly, and just need a quarterback. And I think that's one reason why Denver just don't care. And I think Denver just don't care to the point that even though their defense is elite, their offense is just trash. And when you have a trash offense, it's like, you're not going to win. Your defense can only do too much. Your offense has to put up points.
Exactly. And that's a Monday night game, Pittsburgh and Miami. Ugh.
Yeah, and I think this one thing this year,
I don't understand why
the NFL has been really, really been hitting awful.
They're missing out on the Monday night games.
These Monday night games been
awful. 2 weeks ago, you had Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. Why would you put Cincinnati on Monday night and Miami on Monday night against Steelers?
Well, I guess nobody really nobody really thought about these teams would be bad, but having the Jets and the Patriots on the Monday night game, what were you thinking?
I guess because New York and Boston, that's the only thing I can think of.
But these teams are, it's not like the same New England and Jets games of the past with Rex Ryan, and then you have the old Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, I know.
Those games were awesome to watch.
Yeah. But remember, this is ESPN. ESPN picks the game, so they're biased to Pittsburgh, New England, New York. Because Philadelphia only has one Monday night, and Pittsburgh has two. We have one Monday night game, and that's against the Giants.
I don't care. At least it's a Monday night game. I say it's not really no big deal. Nobody really watched. I can't really get into Monday night football this year. I mean, it's kind of hard even get into like Sunday night. I mean, to tell you the truth, for all the grief people give Thursday night football this year, but I have to say, the teams who played on Thursday nights, these games have been awesome.
Yeah. Besides
even last night's game, I really thought that was actually going to be a blowout, a Minnesota beating. I mean,
they only won 19-9. I didn't watch it, so
yeah, they only won 19-9. I had it like as a beating.
Yeah, I thought Kirk Cousins was going to throw like five touchdowns against his former team.
Yeah. So when I saw the final score was like 19-9, I was just like, yeah. And then
the Giants are missing Adam Thielen too much, no.
Yeah.
The Giants did show up on
Thursday night to play the Eagles. The
Eagles Green Bay, that was a good Thursday night. That was probably the best one of the year.
Yeah.
And then what's next Thursday?
I know it's 49ers and someone. I have to check to see. I'm not exactly sure which one is this is coming Thursday.
San Francisco and Arizona.
Yeah.
Which isn't, it's not bad. And then you got the Chargers and Raiders the following week.
Yeah.
And then Pittsburgh and Cleveland in three weeks.
And then you got the big Thanksgiving games following soon.
Yeah, Buffalo and Dallas and Detroit and
Chicago. It can't be Chicago. Chicago, they only play on CBS.
It's Chicago and Detroit on Fox. And then you got New Orleans and Atlanta. They always have their own. Anyways.
Yeah.
So do you want to get some predictions? Let's see.
Yeah, we'll get some predictions on.
Okay. What do you want to start? You want to start out with the Eagles and Buffalo? Or do you want to leave that for last?
No, I'll leave that for last. I mean, I got the list of games just right here in front of me. We have Seattle going to get to Atlanta at 1:00 on Fox.
And the line is 6.5. Seattle is 6.5, so
Seattle's
going to win.
And
break
shattered at lining. Matt Ryan is not going to be playing in that one.
I take Seattle 31-17. What do you think?
I'll take Seattle to win, but I don't think Atlanta's going to score. But 6 points on 2 field goals. And Seattle, I think, will probably put up a 40 burger on them.
So 40-6.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's go New York and Detroit. Detroit is 6.5-point favorite. I think I'm going to take Detroit here. 27-17, Detroit. I see Stafford throws for 3 touchdowns.
I think it'll probably be a closer game. I would think probably 24-27, Detroit.
Okay.
Giants. We'll put up a fight. Not going to lie.
They have the Giants covering.
But I will say Detroit will win the game, though.
So you have the Giants covering, I have Detroit covering. And we both have Detroit winning. You choose the next game. We'll go back and forth.
We have the Broncos and the Colts.
5.5-point favorite. The Colts are over-under 42.5. I'm going to take Indy to cover and win fairly easy. I'm going to say 38-10.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, until the Broncos figure out the quarterback problems, just no way they're going to be successful. No time soon.
Yeah, and Indy got their star linebacker or star defensive player back last week, so their defense is good. Actually, I like Indy's defense, so I could see them scoring. Their defense scoring like 2 touchdowns, 6 sixes. So I'm going to go 38-10. Do you have a score?
No, I don't have a score. I'll say probably Indy goes 28-14.
Let's go. Cincinnati and Los Angeles. Is that a London game? Why is that 1:00?
I think it's at 8 o'clock. It's a night game in London.
And okay, it's a London game.
Yeah, it's a London game, but it's a night game. It's like 8 o'clock
at
night.
It's a night game, yeah. It's 8 o'clock, yeah.
It's 1 o'clock.
I was wondering.
It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Because I was wondering, if it was in Los Angeles, that would be a 10 a.m. game. But Los Angeles is a 12-point favorite. Over-under is 48. I'm going to go Rams. These London games are tricky. And I think it's going to be a closer game than people think. But the Rams are not, I don't think they're that good. So I'm going to say 23-16 Rams.
Yeah,
so I'll give Cincinnati cover.
With Jalen Ramsey, I think this should be a runaway game for the Rams, especially with the defense.
Yeah.
And
you would think
the Bengals, I don't care if it's in London or not.
The Bengals are horrible.
The Bengals are awful, and they show no fight.
Yeah, that's true. So I'm going to change. I'll change my score to 30-15 there. Yeah.
And the one thing I don't like about the Rams, though, we have the Buccaneers, and then we have Buccaneers going to Tennessee.
2.5. Wow, that's low. I'm actually going to go with upset here. I'm going to go, I'm going to pick Tampa Bay here. 27-24. I think you're going to have a Jameis Winston throw for like 303 touchdowns, 3 interceptions.
Yeah, I can see that happening. Depends on what Jameis Winston shows up.
Yeah, Jameis Winston's weird because he's actually pretty decent in fantasy if you have him. But in real life, he's kind of bad. He actually puts up some fantasy numbers. Weirdly enough. New Orleans and Arizona. New Orleans is a 10.5-point favorite. And New Orleans is really good. Their defense is legit. I think they win this easily. I think they could put up a 45 burger. Win 45-24.
Yeah. The only thing you notice with New Orleans, though, their offense is not consistent. I mean, they're undefeated because of their defense. And that's the only reason why. The offense is not consistent. So you don't know what. And I'm not saying because Teddy Bridgewater, love him. But their offense is just not consistent. And then Arizona is more like a team that if you don't put down when you had the chance, when they're down, allow them to give them 1 inch of life, they can try to get them up and surprise you.
They can score.
So
they can put up points.
They can put up points in bunches.
Yeah. I think New Orleans is going to get, I think the defense is going to get, at least one touchdown. So that's why I have 45-24-ish, 45-27. I think Kyle Murray can put up, especially indoors. And Arizona is a fast team, I think, because Kyle Murray. And they have Chase Edwards, whatever his name is. I think indoors and I think it could be a shootout, but I think New Orleans could pull away at the end. So I say 45-27. But I could also see 13-6 game too. So because they did that against Jacksonville, so who knows? You never know. As we said, they're inconsistent, so you never know. New Orleans. What's the next game?
we have Seattle to Chargers taking on the Bears.
That's an interesting game. The Chargers are due for a win. Desperately.
Both teams are more due for a win.
Exactly. Because Chicago is
3-3.
Chargers are 2-5, and Chargers were my Super Bowl pick out of the AFC. So, yeah, that didn't look good right now. Chicago is 3-3. I'm going to give it to Chicago because they're at home. I think they win 20-10. But they're inconsistent, too. They can't score points either. So,
yeah,
especially
how they lost to the Pittsburgh. I mean, on there. That was a
good yeah. Thing. Yeah. I thought the Chargers were going to – I thought that was the game they were going to turn it around. I don't see how the Chargers turn their season around. They're much like the Eagles and White Chargers team going to show up.
They come up twice, 4-1.
Yeah. And I like Philip Rivers, but he might have to retire. I don't know what's wrong with the Chargers.
Hasn't won a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Who are you picking?
I want to pick Chicago on that one.
Okay. Let's see. Did we do New York and Jacksonville?
No, we didn't.
That's a 6.5 point favorite for Jacksonville. I'm going to say Jacksonville wins 13-9. 13-10 type game. So, yeah, I'm going to say
13-9. Yeah, I'll take 20-23. That's the way.
So, we're done with the 1 o'clock games?
The last 1 o'clock game is going to be the Eagles and Bills, but we're going to say that one for last.
Yep. And let's go to Carolina, San Francisco. San Francisco is a 5.5 point favorite. It's in San Fran. I think that's going to be an interesting game. Carolina is playing really well before they played. Before they went in the bye, they were. Kyle Anderson was what, undefeated before?
Yeah.
Since he's coming quarterback.
Yeah.
So. Carolina is
4-2. Yeah, that's who lost came with the hands of Cam Newton. So, but I will. I can say if anybody can, I think I'll get the win and upset to Carolina. Carolina will win this game.
Yeah, I can actually see Carolina winning this game too. San Francisco's due for a loss and. And this is kind of loss that you nobody will see coming. So I agree with you. I think Carolina comes out and wins like 26-23.
Yeah.
Late. A game-winning field goal by their rookie kicker. After Robbie Gould misses a game-winning field goal himself. So I could easily see Carolina going in there and winning. Nobody's going to give them a chance flying cross country in San Francisco against undefeated team. Maybe San Francisco is smelling themselves a little bit. Again, because they're 6-0, undefeated, and they're buying into their own hype. So I could see a letdown here. I agree. Oakland and Houston. 6.5 point favorite for Houston. I think Houston's gonna smoke them.
Yeah, I would say so too. I don't want to speak for Hopkins. I'm thinking Hopkins will go off. He's due for a big one. He hasn't had a big game yet. Monday Night Wars, and I'm thinking Hopkins need to go off.
Yep. I have him on my fantasy team, so I need him to go off too. So, and two of my teams, actually. But I traded for him while his value was down. So, let's think Houston wins 33-20. And you have Houston, too?
I'll take Houston. 30-14.
New England and Cleveland. Who was the one that made guarantee that they were going to win?
James Lancey.
He guaranteed that they're going to go into New England. And beat the undefeated New England Patriots, defending Super Bowl champion, New England Patriots.
I don't care.
In New England.
If it happens, I'm killing you right now. It's going to be a party in Cleveland.
Yeah, it would be.
I don't see it happening, but I don't see stuff like that.
It would be nice.
You feeling yourself to guarantee a win like that, knowing how bad
your quarterback
is.
If they were in Cleveland, I could see it, but they're in New England. I mean the Eagles did it a couple of years ago when we were underdog. So I could. And it's any given Sunday, right? So,
yeah.
But I'm gonna take New England here. I'm going to say 41-31. I'll give Cleveland 31 points. I think it could be a little.
You'll just give Cleveland. They'll give you guys 31 points. They'll start the game down 31 and still beat you guys by 10. That's great.
I think they get a late garbage touchdown. They're down 17 and. They throw a Hail Mary and they get it in the last second. So it makes it 41-31. In reality, I don't think it's going to be close.
Yeah,
now to the big one.
America's game of the week, too, right there.
Yeah, I know. Right? That's on CBS. That's going to be after the Eagles game.
Right.
It's the Eagles game. Yeah, the Eagles game, the Fox. The most anticipated game of the year. If Patrick Mahomes was playing, it would have been the most anticipated game of the year. Green Bay versus Kansas City. I still think it's going to be a good game because I think Matt Moore is a decent quarterback that can throw the ball and he still have weapons. So. Kansas City is a 4-point underdog at home on Sunday Night Football. If Patrick Mahomes was playing, I think that would be the other way around. But I'm gonna go Green Bay here. I'm gonna say 31-27.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Green Bay, but I think whoever's defense shows up wins this game.
Yeah,
I think for some odd reason, I don't understand why Andy Reid loves to throw the ball so much. I mean, you have good running backs that can run the ball, but yet you want to throw it.
Yeah, I mean, they might run it this time because they don't have Patrick Mahomes.
Like,
so.
But I'll definitely go with Green Bay. 33-27.
What I could see happening. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Huh?
No, what I could. Huh?
No, I said go ahead.
Oh, what I could see happening is the Chiefs get a late touchdown with just over 2 minutes left. They take the lead, 27-24. They give the bat. They give enough time for Aaron Rodgers to go downfield, get a late touchdown, and they win 31-27 with like 8 seconds left. I could actually see that happening. I mean, I'm hoping for a good game, so better than last week. And now the big game, Miami versus Pittsburgh. I don't know why this game is on Monday Night Football. I don't understand that. How they put Miami Dolphins on Monday Night Football. But
well, that should be an easy one for the Steelers.
Yeah, you would think. And they're a 14-point favorite at home. So I'm going to pick the Steelers. I'm going to pick the Steelers 34-10. I'll give the Dolphins 10 points. Spot them 10 points.
Slide them 10 points. But then again, I can see Pittsburgh actually doing another shutout. So I'll give it a 30 to nothing shutout.
Okay. And now, the big one. We can talk more about this because it's our team. It's our team. So,
yeah.
The Eagles and Buffalo.
It's going to be
Buffalo
interesting.
Yes, it is. Buffalo is a 1.5 point favorite, which is interesting. That Vegas is giving them 1.5. I thought it would be like 5 after what happened last week. What's the over under? The over under is 42. So I think, what do you think the keys to the game is?
The keys to the game, run the ball. That's all you gotta do. Run the ball, have a solid run game. When the Eagles rush over 100 yards, over 100 yards, their record is like what, 30-4 or something like that?
Wow.
At a team.
That's amazing. Yeah, I agree. Run the ball. Protect Carson Wentz.
And catch the ball.
Protect it. Catch the ball. Protect Carson Wentz's blind side. Give help to Andre Dillon if he's starting, which I think he is. Get the ball to Jordan Howard, as he said. Get the ball to Zach Ertz if he can. He has been non-existent this year. Stop John Brown. John Brown's a speedster. They can stop him. And stop Cole Beasley, who's an ego killer. They have a chance to win. If they can't, and Buffalo gets off to a good start, it could be a long night. It could be a long day.
Yeah.
So
I'm also going to the game next week. So
we can't fall behind double digits again against this team, because this Buffalo team is a legit team, and their defense is elite, especially at home in that hostile environment.
I don't think Buffalo is a hostile environment. I'm not worried about Buffalo being a hostile environment. Anything to worry, they have no idea to scare me to be called a hostile environment. You put each other in the tables, so they're not really that
hostile. Their defense is legit, though. You can't fall behind like 17-0 like they did against Washington and expect to come back, because their defense can hold their cornerbacks. Their secondary is actually pretty good. So, yeah, my keys to the game is stop the run, But if you stop the run, you're going to force Josh Allen to pass the ball, which he's a decent passer, but he can run out from the outside. So I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. So I'm going to say 17-10, Eagles.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to go Eagles win. It's another must-win game for the Eagles to save their season. They win.
Yep.
They'll be a half game out of first behind the Cowboys. So, we'll see.
You have a score?
I will definitely say if the Eagles I'd say the first of 20 wins.
What else?
First of 20. I would think Eagles will win 23-6.
23-6?
Yep.
Do you think this is a do-or-die game for them? If they lose this game, it's the season?
It's over.
You think so, too?
It's over.
Yeah. And if they lose this game, even if they get blown out, that's even worse. But since the trade deadline's on Tuesday, do you think this game affects what they do on Tuesday? Buy or sell or stay put?
I think, it will affect what they do. What happens if
they win?
They win. There's talks about getting Ruby Anderson from the Jets. There's also talks from the cornerback from Denver,
Chris Harris, and Patrick Peterson.
And Patrick Peterson. There are also talks about them.
If they lose, I think, depending on how they lose, I think they could still make a trade. If they get blown out, they could actually trade a couple people and get some draft picks. Cause you know how he loves his draft picks.
Yeah, but it's not like you don't have a good draft anyway. Anytime those draft picks goes to nothing.
Exactly. But if they were to sell, who do you think could be on the move?
Nelson.
Do you think
Nelson Aguilar out. The first person out. I'm sorry.
Alshon Jeffrey. You think they would consider trading Alshon Jeffrey?
I wouldn't trade Alshon Jeffrey. I think now I will say Nelson because Nelson is not a big name wide receiver that they was hoping to be. I mean, if you watch that Cowboys game, he had that man beat. I mean, Carson did pull the ball out there a little bit in front, but if he would have dove, he could have caught that ball. He didn't even try to catch it.
No, he didn't.
I would have cut you right there off the spot. I would have gave you walking papers right in the middle of the game.
Exactly. Now, do you think is there any name that you could see them trading that's a surprise besides Nelson?
Well,
and maybe Big V.
The whole with Big the whole V's team. Well, I think Cleveland wanted Big V, and if they to trade Big V, that they was trying to get Odell Beckham, which I'm not coming to get him. Yeah, cool. I think Odell Beckham
wants
to come to Philadelphia because he wants to get his revenge on the Giants this year.
But I don't want anything to do with Odell. I think he's overrated, but that's just me.
Yeah.
I don't want anything to do with Odell. I'd rather have Des Bryant, to be honest. I've been saying for weeks, sign Des Bryant. He's out there. What do you think?
I thought Saints still had him on the contract. Or was that just a 1-year deal that he signed with the Saints and they released him?
I thought it was only a 1-year deal because he got hurt. And they cut him after he got hurt. I think he's available.
Then you got.
I mean, he's available.
You still have.
He's available
on
Madden.
Have Antonio Brown. Yeah. And then you still have Antonio Brown. He's still out there.
I mean, would they even dare to trade him? I mean, sign him? I mean, is he even in
They hear the woman is not really trying to press charge. Just thinking about dropping the case against them altogether.
Wow. That could change everything. I mean, do you think they would sign him if desperate? If they're, let's say they lose on Sunday, they lose like 20-17. And they're 3-5, and they're desperate because they know how high this team can be. Do you think they're desperate enough to sign Antonio Brown to save their season in their eyes? Not in the fans' eyes, because I think most fans would think the season might be over. But in their eyes, their season, obviously they won't go out there and say the season's over. Do you think desperately?
I think whoever will sign Antonio Brown is signing cancer to their team.
Yeah.
I will sign Antonio Brown, but I will not allow him to pray. I will just give him a playbook. Tell him, this is you. Circle your tradition, what you're going to be doing. Memorize the routes. Pre-game goes. Show up for game day. Stay out of my locker room. No.
Yeah, that's why I don't want Odell either, because Odell, look at Cleveland. Cleveland, everybody thought Cleveland was going to be great. I mean, because of Odell. I mean, I know you and Doug were one.
Well, I don't think not only for Odell Beckham. I think Odell Beckham dropped it, but I think it was more like Kareem Hunt fall through when he did with Kansas City.
Yeah.
And I think Kareem Hunt is actually eligible to practice with the team again.
Oh, yeah.
But
he's coming back in a few weeks.
I think he's eligible now to practice with the team, but he's able to start after week 10.
Ah, okay. So 3 weeks. Is it 3 weeks? Yeah. It's from week 8, so he'll. And don't they have a bye coming up?
Yeah, so week 11.
Do you have anything else before we wrap up or on the Eagles?
Nah, that's it. I'm just hoping that we get much more.
Yeah. Well, we'll do some. I'll do some one last plug and we'll get out of here.
Okay.
Listen to the Dirt Sheet Dudes, Bossman Anthony, every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. on Mixler.com/DirtSheetDudes, and every Friday night at 10 p.m. after the SmackDown. And every other Saturday, they do Hollywood Hangout on, I think, the same feed. And thank you, Kalina, for coming on. We'll do this again on Monday.
Yeah, yep. Monday night.
You're still good for Monday, right?
Yeah, I'm still good for Monday.
About 11 o'clock. Sounds good. Because the game's probably good. Yeah, we'll see you guys on Monday night. We'll recap the weekend and recap the Monday night game and maybe recap Raw if we both watch it. Have a good night, everybody, and enjoy football this weekend, and go Eagles.
All right, go Eagles. You're welcome.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.